Nothing seems like it's going to stop this social element show. He's got the picket fence going magnificently. He's got the Chris now, the most improved chaser in the world. He's coming on social element for an easy win. Social element and little Tommy Ryan win the Chris by six lengths. Ablaze, he tried to stay till close.
It's a partnership made in heaven. Tom Ryan and social element, the picket fence continued with the most dominant win in the Crispin. Tom Ryan joins me this morning. What did that feel like, Tom?
Yeah, it was pretty good, Michael. Yeah, thanks for having us on. But yeah, it was lovely to sit in a horse like him yesterday.
Gee, it was a race of such great depth. Every jumper in the race has won features just about. And for him to dispatch him with such ease, are you surprised with the continual improvement this horse seems to be making?
I am, actually. You know, he's been... The amount of improvement he's made from his first day in Warrnambool, from jumping to everything else, it's been extraordinary. I am a bit surprised.
He's beating Ablaze and Flying Agent by 8 and 10 lengths on the bit.
Yeah, he's beaten good horses. And even seeing yesterday, what I liked yesterday is that he's jumping. He out-jumped Ablaze. Now, Ablaze is a very, very good jumper. And he out-jumped Ablaze across the fence, across from the stands the first time, and found himself in front, and just everything from jumping to everything else, he's improved a lot.
And at the end of 4,200 metres, he seemed as strong as any of them as well. Is he a horse that you think has, it's hard to say, but could he go to another level? Is there more improvement to come as he gets greater experience?
Well, you'd be hopeful so. What I liked about him yesterday is that when we jumped to second last, we quickened down to the second last, obviously from the top of the hill. Quickened down to the second last, and then when we jumped to second last, he's quickened again. Mm. And when horses quicken like that, when they quicken twice like that, they're very, very good horses. And I was delighted with it.
And it was a bit of a firmer deck yesterday. What do you think is his best surface? Did he enjoy that soft seven yesterday? And he's been adept in the heavy as well.
Yeah, he gets through the heavy, but I think he's actually better on better ground. Mm. I think he's a lot better horse on better ground. When he came alive yesterday, and when he came onto the course proper, I just think he's a lot better on a better ground, yeah.
Well, after that performance yesterday, it's hard to see anything that finished behind him, upstaging him in a Grand National, but you might have the Grand National hurdle winner to deal with as well. What do you make of Will John?
Will John was very impressive. I rode fire free in that race. Now, I know that's no yardsticks to go by, but he came by me swinging top of the hill yesterday. I said, Jesus, I said, there's only going to be one winner there. And then I seen Aine Ferhey coming in beside me as well. And I said, well, he's the only one that can throw down the gauntlet. But Will John was the winner a long way out yesterday.
There's no doubt about that. And what about your fellow countryman who came to the fore yesterday in the Grand National as well? Because it was a brilliant ride. And the story of these Irishmen who come out here and start dominating our jumps racing is quite unbelievable.
In the words of Conor McGregor, we're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Oh, I love it. Is there a bit of camaraderie amongst all of you?
There is. Yeah, there is. Like the jump jockeys are a good, they're a good bunch because, you know, 9 times out of 10 we're obviously picking ourselves up off the floor and looking after ourselves in hospitals. When anyone gets a winner over jumps, we're delighted for everyone.
Brilliant. And for you to win a Grand National, where does a crisp and maybe a Grand National, can you believe the season you're having?
It's great. It's great, thank God. Just riding for great people, yeah. Great people.
All right. You and Willie, did you have a celebratory beer last night?
I came home and had dinner with my girlfriend, my fiancée, Jemima.
I was going to say, your fiancée now.
Yeah, yeah. And I was in bed early, actually, but... We had a nice dinner at the Seventh Creek Hotel in Euro last night, so it was good.
Well, good on you, Tom. Congratulations.
Thanks, Michael.
He's an excitement machine, social element. So Tom Ryan and Willie McCarthy winning the two features yesterday. We'll talk about that as well. Who's the best jumper going around at the moment, either over the steeple chasers or the hurdles, because we have got some amazing depth at the moment. And the crescendo of the jumps racing season, which will come up in a couple of weeks at Ballarat, will be absolutely brilliant. Hopefully by that stage, we'll be able to get some crowds.